Cases of measles are increasing, with the number of jabs falling since the COVID pandemic. Dame Esther Ranson wants a fresh vote in Westminster on assisted dying, despite MPs who've been looking into the issue not recommending one. They do, however, say the UK government must actively engage in discussions about the likelihood of it becoming legal in the British Isles, with the Isle of Man and Jersey considering it. Dave Sowery's wife, Christy, died at the Dignitas facility in Switzerland.
We had to be very careful about who we told. She told a very small handful of close friends. She was very worried about what might happen to me on my return, and I was interviewed by the police.
Campaigners fear some may feel pressured into it. Parents in England who take children out of school without a proper reason are going to face higher fines. Penalties for unplanned absences are rising from £60 to £80. A total of £72 million has been allocated to toughen up security at Jewish schools and synagogues in England. It follows rises in cases of anti-Semitism. More than 9,000 heart disease-related deaths could be prevented in England by 2041 if all food businesses put calories on their menus. Current policy only covers companies with 250 or more workers. Professor Martin O'Flaherty did the research.
When you make the environment more healthier, when you make a food environment, so the environment where we make our health of dietary choices, everybody is affected and impacted positively by that.
And Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has likened his young side to teenage darts sensation Luke Littler. 18-year-olds Jayden Danz and Lewis Kumas were among the goals in a 3-0 FA Cup win against Southampton. That sets up a quarter-final with Manchester United. There were also wins for Chelsea and Wolves. In the Scottish Premiership, there was a victory for the top two, Rangers and Celtic. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Anna.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Persistent and occasionally heavy outbreaks of rain edging in from the north and west and slowly spreading southeastwards today. Light winds remaining mild for the time of year. It's all right, I suppose. That's what it is, isn't it? 10 degrees. That's your high anyway. Rain hanging in for most places this evening and the cloud will eventually clear through the early hours, leaving clear spells for a time. Increasingly windy, cloudy and wet around dawn. 3 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Thursday, 29th of Feb, songs on the way from the Steve Miller Band. I love this one. Sugar Minot and also Sly Fox. This hour is all 80s music because this is 80s at 8.
Stops. No.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8.15 then, Thursday 29th of Feb. So you've just heard the Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra, that was, I like that one. Sugar Me Not and Good Thing Going, and that was Sly Fox, Let's Go All The Way. On the way next, we've got Roberta Flack and Queen coming along as well when we continue the 80s.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100k in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Cause you and I sells my mind. I get religion quick, just looking to buy. Honey, I'm touching something, you're touching me. I'm under your thumb, under your spell.
First on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:26 then. Queen and Breakthrough that was. We've got Prince and 1999 on the way next.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, red lines everywhere. You ready? Wilson's Corner very slow. Ongar Road is slow from the A12 overpass down to Wilson's Corner and back to Doddinghurst Road roundabout. Shenfield Road starts to slow down at Rochford Avenue from there right the way down to Middleton Hall Lane. And partially back again. It's quite a stop start on the way out of Brentwood on Shenfield Road. Middleton Hall Lane very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. And this is where it starts to get messy. Ingrave Road is very slow from the A127. From there, in both directions at some points, it's right the way across to Wilson's Corner. As I say, and back again. There are some roadworks on the A128 by Shenfield Common traffic lights. I'm not sure that's causing the problem, though. I have no idea what's slowing this lot down. I know the avenue is closed from the junction with the A128 for quite a way. There's no landmark for me to tell you about there, to be honest with you. It's at the side of King George's playing field. But that's it, really. Very, very, very slow. Seven Arches Road is also very slow from, what's the name of that road there? Eleanor Way. From Eleanor Way right the way up to Shenfield Common traffic light seems to be very slow. The other direction's not so bad. Outside Brentwood Station on the B186, that seems to be very slow from the junction with Maskells Lane coming into Brentwood right the way up to King George, Kings Road roundabout, and the B186 continues to be slow from the Kings Road roundabout across to Ingrave Road roundabout and back. Now the High Street's a little bit slow from the Kings Road traffic lights up to Wilson's Corner and back, but the biggie, this is showing again that London Road is closed in both directions. I'm not sure whether this is right. I'm presuming it's right. It says here, what's this? Road closed, closed until midnight. It's closed from the London Road Cemetery right the way down to Mary Green Manor and back again, both sides of the road. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. And if you're on the scene, I'll give you a telephone number in a second. Perhaps you can call me and confirm that it's closed in both directions. Hutton Road seems to be very slow from Priest Lane roundabout across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back again. And Hanging Hill Lane is slow from Hall Green Lane just before, actually, down to St Martin's School, and the other direction seems to be okay. Over in Billericay, the A176 starts to slow down just as you're coming up to the A129 roundabout, and the slowness continues up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into Laneham Road, level with the Billericay School. Now the A129 is slow from just before the Western Road traffic lights across to the bottom of the High Street, and in the opposite direction, it's from the bottom of the High Street right the way up to Billericay Nurseries, which there's quite a few sets of roadworks, so I presume that's what's closing and slowing that one down. Top of the High Street doesn't seem to be too bad, although it is slow from Lake Avenue roundabout down to the Norsey Road junction, and Norsey Road itself is slow from Horace Road across to Billericay Housing, which is Jackson's Lane roundabout, and back again. There's some roadworks you're going through there that's slowing things down. On the motorways, as if that weren't enough, M11 London-bound is slow from Junction 7 Harlow to Junction 6, the M25, and again from Junction 5 Loughton through to Junction 4, the A406. Anti-clockwise M25 is slow from Junction 29, the A127, to just after Junction 28, the A12. A12 southbound slow between Junction 25 Markstay and Junction 24 Kelvedon. On the A12 London-bound, slow traffic between Junction 19 Boreham and Junction 18 Sandon. Northbound A12 is slow between Junction 17 Howell Green and Junction 19 Boreham Interchange. A127 London bound, slow traffic between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. On the A12 London bound, it's slow between Junction 24 Kelvedon North and Junction 22 Whittam North. Canvey Island, it's slow there on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. A127 London bound is slow between the Rayleigh Weir and Fair Glen Interchange. A13 westbound, slow there between the Five Bells Interchange, A176, and Stamfordley Hope Bypass, A1014. A12 London bound, it's slow on the Brentwood Bypass from Junction 12 Shenfield to Junction 11, the M25, and the A13 London bound is slow from just after the A1012 Stifford Interchange to the M25 at Junction 30. And that's it. They're all the problems I can see. As always, though, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32 the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM. 80s at 8.
Night. FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Mikey's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So on Tuesday, the 5th of March, Hutton U3A have got an open morning at Bishop's Hall Adult Community College in Rayleigh Road in Brentwood. Now, the Hutton University of the Third Age are holding this open day for those no longer in full-time employment to make friends, use your brain and have some fun. With over 40 interest groups, theatre trips and visits to places of interest, they want you to go and find out what they do at this free open morning from 9:30am to 12:30pm. If you want some more details, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
The man has put us together.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:45, quarter to nine. That was Madness, Wings of a Dove, and we've got Harold Faltermeyer. And no, I'm not going to play that. I've just decided I'm not going to play Harold Faltermeyer. I'm going to play you some Wham instead. And don't forget, 20 minutes time, it's 90s at nine.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm, with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank
you. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
With a knowing smile, when I saw that girl upon your arm, I knew she'd won your heart with a fatal charm. I said, soul boy, let's hit the town, send a baby boy, and what's with the frown? But in return, all you could say was, hi, George, meet my fiance.
Gone, gone to heaven's on fire, crazy ladies, keep them on the run. Wise guys realize there's danger in emotional ties. See, single and free, no fears, no tears, what I want to be.
Good old days.
Well, this young gun says,
or she pays.
Young guns, having some fun, crazy.
all in the past and I will gladly walk away. Tell me that you're happy now, turn my back, nothing to say.
Tell this jerk to take a hike, there's something about that boy I don't like.
Well, sugar, he don't mean the things he says.
Just get him out of my way, cause I'm seeing red. We got plans to make, we got things to buy. You're wasting time on some creepy guy.
Shut up, chick, that's a friend of mine. Just watch your mouth, baby, you're out of line.
Waiting.
Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So the interview's today on Phoenix on Drive with our beautiful Jo. She's going to be chatting to Leanne Turner from bereavement charity Arching Arms and to yoga teacher Michelle Spencer about mindfulness and well-being. And Darren tonight on 98 Not Out's going to be chatting to Essex superfan Dan Hagger.
80s at 8.
A gun in your hand, it's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls.
Shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it? Do you get it? If so, how often? Which you choose, a hard or soft option?
In a Western town, a dead end world, the Eastern boys and Western girls. In a Western town, a dead end world, the Eastern boys and Western girls.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.